Yo, girl.
Yo.
Open up, girl.
What do you want, girl?
My guy just caught me.
You let him catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
With who?
The guy next door, you know?
Girl.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door.
Remember that Shaggy song, It Wasn't Me?
How could you forget? Because it was him.
That's a total cheater song.
You think?
Well, today we're going to get into once a cheater, always a cheater.
I'm going to have to agree based on past experience.
I don't know. Let's get into it, Chantel.
All right.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there. She never took her eyes off me.
Welcome to the Cougar Den Podcast, a show to help re-energize your dating life during the cougar years. With a little humor and girlfriend advice, we're taking starting over in a new direction. Let's work on attracting the right partner this time around. Now, here are your hosts and den mothers, Athena and Chantel.
So while its origin remains unclear, its widespread usage suggests that it resonates with many people as a reflection of their understanding or beliefs about trust, betrayal, and personal integrity.
Ooh, that's deep.
I know. So here's a survey from the Kinsley Institute. The Kinsley Institute, known for its research on human sexuality, conducted a survey on infidelity and relationship dynamics. The survey found that among individuals who had engaged in infidelity in one relationship, about 30% admitted to repeating that behavior in their next relationships.
I'm not surprised.
So you are a believer that once a cheater, always a cheater.
I am. And we put a poll out on our Instagram a little while ago.
Yeah. What were the results?
They were 78% said yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I spoke to a couple friends like after we had put the survey out, and only one of them out of about five or six people I spoke to afterwards said that they didn't agree.
Hmm.
And it was circumstantial of the reason for cheating.
We all know the hardcore cheating, you know, the peen and the V and some other stuff could happen as well, too. But, you know, we did touch on a subject called micro cheating.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? So that's like secretive communications with one another.
I think you did that episode without me because you didn't want to trigger me.
Oh, I did it with Alexis. That's right.
That's right. So the girl saved me on that one.
Yes, you were not ready for that. So secretive communication, so like deleting your messages after talking to somebody of the opposite sex.
Or deleting your dating apps or hiding them.
Yes. Flirtatious behavior, keeping secrets from your partner. Seeking validation from others. That's a huge one. I see so many people doing that. Like, even when people post like a nice Instagram picture of themselves, say that they're single, and then you see some dudes that are in relationships commenting like the fire emoji or like, you look great. Or they might just DM that person.
That was the experiences that I had. Nothing was public.
Yeah. So a lot of like secret shady shit. So micro cheating is an issue. And I find more so with like social media being completely here 100%. But also there's the good old cheating too.
Well, everybody's more accessible now.
I know. It's crazy.
You can't just take your phone off the hook and, you know, say you're not available.
So do you feel like you can figure it out more if they are cheating? Because, you know, there's so much accessibility. Like, you know, when you can put two and two together of there's this girl, maybe her account is open and your partner is constantly liking all their scandalous looking pictures or their pictures are leaving. Like, I feel like it's, if you're going to cheat, like it's, you're probably going to get caught.
Oh yeah. And the internet is not as quiet as you think it is. And your friends are not as loyal as you might think they are.
Yes. That's so true.
Yes, you are going to get caught. I'm actually reading a book right now. It's called PISD, Pissed. Mm-hmm. And it's about post-traumatic infidelity syndrome.
Oh, How is that?
It's very, very good. I am on chapter 8 of 10, and it's just getting into the resolution part of it.
Okay.
And now that I've kind of been through it and my mind isn't like constantly obsessed with that stage of my past anymore,
yeah,
I'm letting the information sink in more. And it's talking more about discovering the signs and, you know, trusting your gut rather than trying to brush it off based on different attachment styles.
So here's another fun fact. Brides magazine says in general, more than half the relationships, so like around 55% mark, end immediately after one partner admits to cheating, with 30% deciding to stay together but breaking up eventually, and only 15% of couples were able to successfully recover from cheating. So what do you think about those numbers?
Those are pretty much the same numbers that I'm reading in the book that I'm reading as well.
Okay.
And I mean, I have been in the situation where I did stay and the behavior continued, obviously, which is why
you're here now. I'm here now.
Exactly. So, I mean, should I have left the first time or should I have given him the second chance that I did? I mean, it's hard. It's hard to say, but that was my personal decision. Mm-hmm. Some people could say I chose wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe I did, but at the end of the day, I am where I am now, and that's just the way it is.
Do you think he's always going to be a cheater?
Yes.
That's a pretty firm yes. That was like without hesitation.
Like I've said before, all of the relationships I've been in, I have been cheated on in one way, shape, or form. And there hasn't been one of my exes that I have heard has not continued cheating.
Wow.
And when it gets to be that kind of addicted behavior, like you were saying, that need for validation, that need for constant attention outside of your relationship, those kinds of addictions don't go away without help.
Yeah.
And admitting you have a problem.
Yeah. Because I'm on team once a cheater, not always a cheater. But with some therapy, working on yourself. Yes. And putting the damn work on yourself to be able to figure out why you go in that direction in relationships and hurt people that you love and seek that validation from others. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of you just don't love yourself and you're trying to get that somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. So like I was saying, one of my friends had said it's circumstantial. And so if someone is a habitual cheater, whether it's micro cheating or, you know, full on infidelity, unless they're willing to put in the work, and you also being able to reflect on yourself as the other partner in this relationship, saying, okay, you know what? I'm not taking the fault for this, but what do they feel I need to change in order to fulfill my part in the relationship?
So one big reason is a failure to address root causes.
Yeah.
So if underlying reasons or triggers of cheating, such as communication issues, emotional neglect, or unmet needs are not adequately addressed in other relationships, that individual might resort to familiar coping mechanisms, including cheating, while faced with similar challenges.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, even though the person who had the affair or was doing the micro cheating, whatever they were doing, that person has to own what they did, right? You cannot make that. You did not force them into that position. They made that decision themselves. They are full grown adults capable of making that decision and knowing what the repercussions of said decision are going to be.
Yeah.
But you as a partner need to try to figure out, okay, what needs were not met in our relationship that led them to think that this was going to be an answer.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a lot of self-discovery on both partners' parts if they want to keep this relationship going. And even if they don't want to keep it going and they decide they want to end the relationship, taking that deep dive and looking into yourself, into, like, you know, the dark parts that you might not want to go into.
Yeah, they're not always pretty.
They're not always pretty, but in order to build yourself and be a better partner for your next time, it's worth the effort.
Yep. So some individuals who struggle with self-esteem issues or seek validation from external sources may be more susceptible to seeking attention admiration or affirmations from other, potentially leading to infidelity. So that's another, I think it all has to do with actually loving yourself.
It does.
And having that within you to be satisfied without having to seek it from outside sources.
Well, that's exactly it. And that's why we always say, do your time.
Yeah.
You know, put in the work, work on developing yourself,
mm-hmm.
love yourself so that you can go in with a clear mind and find the relationship you're looking for.
So I'm the opposite team of you. I feel like once a cheater, not always a cheater. I feel like it's completely bound to past situations that may not be the same in the future. And here are some of my reasons why that I wrote down. So obviously one is learning from past mistakes. So if you've experienced, you know, infidelity in previous relationships, that may have gained some insight into the negative impact of their actions, right? So it's giving you a little bit more self-awareness, and it can motivate you to make better decisions in your life and the relationships in the future.
Yep.
Your own personal desire for change and growth. So some people undergo significant personal growth, and during that whole situation, they're leaning towards more of a deeper understanding of themselves and their needs and their values in the relationship. I feel like people can fuck up.
Oh, 100% they can.
You can stick with it, but yeah, you do have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
A new commitment for relationship values. So some people who have cheated in the past may have come to recognize the importance of honesty, trust, and all that fun stuff.
Because they did the work.
Yes, exactly. Another big thing is their communication skills. So, you know, we grow into learning about that as time goes on. You know, we don't go into like our teenage relationships knowing how to communicate in a very healthy way. And again, no. That has to do with like greater intimacy and trust and understanding and all that fun stuff. And then, of course, creating some clear boundaries, you know, not just obviously trusting your partner, but learning how to trust yourself in those boundaries as well, and knowing what's appropriate and stuff like that. And sometimes you're just with somebody that you're better off with. So there's more respect. Maybe it was you were on the struggle bus in the past and you didn't know how to get out of it. You felt like you were stuck and that was kind of your only way. Some people feel like that's their only way out and they're almost doing it loosely to almost get busted, so then, you know, they can just kind of get kicked to the curb and not have to make that decision in the relationship as well.
That's just sad.
I know, but it does happen. So obviously prioritizing a relationship in a healthy way with a new partner is important, and investing your time and effort and energy into nurturing the relationship. But that new commitment can create a sense of shared goals, mutual respect, fostering a strong foundation. And of course, like trust, because, you know, that's important.
Trust is so important.
I know. I know that there's a lot of different reasons why people who have previously engaged in infidelity might not cheat in a new relationship. But I think you've cleared that up. It's your personal growth. You got to do the work on yourself.
That's right. And if someone's done the work, like let's say you want to stay with your partner, you're both going to therapy, you're both, you know, doing the work, saying, you know what, we are going to give this a solid go. You have done everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
It is up to them if they want to continue on down that road,
yeah,
or if they want to pivot and continue their relationship with you in a, you know, monogamous fashion.
So on our last episode, we talked about having accountability when you're meeting somebody,
mm-hmm.
and taking accountability for actions in the past. I don't think I've been on a date in the past where a guy has said, I cheated on her, that's why it didn't work out. Do you think people steer away from talking about that past situation if they were in the wrong?
I think so, because it's a stigma.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you've got that 76% who say once a cheater, always a cheater.
That's a high number.
It was on our poll. That's what it was.
I guess I just tolerate more.
I guess so. I want to say it was 76 to 80. I can't remember the exact number, but it was very, very high.
Yeah.
That. And so, of course, like, I mean, if you're going on a first date with someone, unless you're, you know, really wanting to be honest and say, yeah, you know what, I cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make excuses for it. Just, you know,
how can you not back that up with an excuse though?
But that's exactly what it is. It's an excuse. Unless you back it up and say, but I've done the work. I've figured this out. I've realized my problem.
Is this something you talk about on a first date together?
No.
Reflect back to trauma dumping episode. I forget the number.
That's right. But I mean, and you could back it up with saying, I've done this. You know, I've reflected. I've realized what the problem with the relationship was.
And say, I fucked up in my last relationship. I cheated, but this is where I am now with it because I've done this and this and this to get
that's better. Right. Yeah. Don't make excuses. Validate what you have done to put yourself in a better position.
Okay.
Because anything hurts you saying, oh, she's crazy or she's this, she's that. That's just an excuse.
So if a guy told you within a couple of weeks of getting to know one another and kind of fessed up and said, you know, I cheated. I've never done it before. I did it one time in my past relationship, maybe 10 years ago or whatever. Would you run far, far away?
I would give him the benefit of the doubt, depending on what he, how recent it was.
Mm-hmm.
If it was recent, hell no. Bye bye. Okay.
Yeah.
But 10 years ago, yeah, no, no. Mm. We could talk about that, but he'd be under strict watch.
Oh God, give me your phone.
No, I would never. I would never do that. Maybe I should have in the past, but I never did.
For me personally, and guys, if you cheated on me in the past, I didn't know. I have never experienced being cheated on. I've had inclinations that shit was happening, but nothing firmed up for me to actually go, hey, you're busted. So I haven't experienced it. So maybe that's why I'm like...
And I honestly, truly hope you never do.
I don't want to. I feel like I've gone through this like wheel. It's almost, well, it's more like a pie chart. You know, I've been through this and I've been through this and I've been through this. And you just think that you've experienced everything negative when it comes to relationships. And that's like the one little piece of pie that's actually missing from the pie chart.
You're missing the green the green triangle off your Trivial Pursuit pie.
I am. And I don't want the green pie piece. Trust me. I don't. I feel like there's enough pie pieces there for like... a family of fucking 25, but like, I don't ever want to deal with that, but I have never dealt with that situation before.
Yeah. Like I said, you don't want to, you've seen me go through it. So you've pretty much been through it. You've been through it with me.
Yes.
And it's not fun.
But you know that saying, God only gives you what you can handle. Oh. I don't think I could handle that. I think I'd have a really hard time because I'm a very confident person. And I think that would just kill every little bit of confidence in me. It would just kill me a little bit on the inside. So I feel like that's why I haven't dealt with that kind of shit. Just like there's little pie pieces that I have that I'm not willing to hand over to you, you know, but you've been there mm-hmm. side by side with me going through it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to deal with that shit.
Nope.
No tradesies.
No tradesies. Nope. I've had my fair share of the green part.
Yes. You have your whole pie thing's all green.
Pretty much.
Trivial Pursuit. What a throwback. I didn't like that game.
I played it the other weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So what do you think? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I'm still going to go with yes.
Yeah?
Unless they do the work.
I guess I'm just a patient person. Every situation is different mm-hmm. because I've seen the different layers of Athena in every single relationship, and how I've acted in one relationship was different from the next relationship and different from the next and then different from the next. And, you know, even simple things of like being too clingy and needy in relationships, like I've bettered myself through that. Obviously doing the work though.
You have done the work.
So ladies, when you're on those first couple of dates and this does come up, or maybe you might ask guys this. I've never asked a guy this.
I don't think I do it on the first date.
No, not the first date. But, so have you ever cheated?
Yeah.
Lay it all out.
I would. Yeah. I would ask.
You would.
Oh, of course I would.
I have never asked a guy if he's ever cheated.
Once we were comfortable enough to actually, you know, without trauma dumping.
Yeah.
And we're sitting having like an actual, you know, heart-to-heart conversation of getting to know you, that would be one of my questions.
I've been asked if I've cheated before.
There you go. So it's not uncommon.
I know, but I just feel like it's just a whole nother level that
mm-hmm.
I don't. And also, the past is in the past, and that was a different relationship. So
again, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But if it was recent, I'd want to know.
Yeah. I think you're just a little bit more sensitive to it.
I'm a little jaded.
Just a little bit. Well, thanks for listening this week. We're glad you came. If you love us and you've been listening every single week, we'd love for you to leave us a review on Apple or some stars on Spotify. Can you do that?
Of course we can.
Of course you can.
Of course I can.
Yeah, of course you can.
The Luna could do it.
Yeah. All right, well, have a great week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't read your mind. Sometimes I feel like I'm here alone. Don't need a wedding vow. Just tell me how you in or out. It ain't fair, baby. Show me I'm the one you want, 'cause it's every